Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news. And Bruce, what I'd like to know, we're talking with Bruce Langford from mindfulnessmode.com. Bruce, if we talk about world news, there's so much chaos. You and I talked about it on your show the other day at mindfulnessmode.com, but we're talking about world news. How do you think both the media and politicians could be more mindful?
That's a great question, Nicholas. That really is. Well, they can do the same things we can all do. They can slow down. They can stop. But let's stop for ourselves a minute and realize, you know, this whole area of politics, you know, it's like a business. I mean, don't forget, politicians are doing what they feel they need to do. And as observers, we can be thinking, man, this makes no sense. This is driving me crazy. You know, I'm feeling a ton of anger about this. Well, we have to stop and think, okay, how much of this can I change? And maybe there is some of it that I can change. Maybe I can make a difference. But I need to be careful that it's not just creating a whole huge amount of anger within me and stalling me, to the point that it's affecting everything else in my life negatively. So I certainly urge politicians out there to become more mindful and to think about ways that they can look at the world one day at a time and think about the now, be happy to live in the present. But all of us have to do this. And if we all do it, including the politicians, it's going to be a better world. It's going to be a better place to live. And so, you know what? We just have to keep moving forward toward that place.
Would you say that the world and politicians and the media, in a way, what I hear, Bruce, is that maybe it's a reflection of ourselves and we could either, again, beat ourselves up with anger. But would you say that's kind of what's going on a little bit? Is that what you're saying? Don't let it be, you know, basically don't become what you hate. I mean, is that what I'm hearing a little bit as well?
Exactly. We all do have to respect and appreciate the mirror. You know, with my own son, you know, like I see things that he's doing or I hear things that come out of his mouth. And then usually I think to myself, hey, you know, he's learned that. He's picked that up a lot of times from me. So on a bigger scale, like you say, Nicholas, sometimes we have to look at the politicians and realize that in some way they are a reflection of us and what we're living and who we are. And so creating huge amounts of anger, feeling this anger, and then just acting in anger without thinking it through and making a plan can sometimes be a negative thing. You know, we're going to move forward, we're going to get there, but we have to be aware of what's happening and use mindfulness to help us get there.
You're right. And I said, wow, because my mother is just starting to, it's so beautiful that she could even, the fact that you even said that you're, that, listen, I'm sure people have picked things up in the way, again, if I want somebody to act a certain way, but I'm acting the same way that I don't want them to act like, I mean, it's so easy for us to not be what we want from other people first, you know? So it's like so amazing as a father that you could even possibly come up with that, that you're willing to even admit that is beautiful. And that my mother is finally even possibly mentioning stuff like that too. It's like, I know for anybody who's a child, that is so beautiful, even if your parents can say it, no matter how they act, because it's tough. I know for me, I love the fact I need to improve myself as well. It's not just everybody else. Like, I can't just say, oh, you know, politicians and the media, they're the problem. I'm perfect. They, I hate them. It's basically, I don't want to say I'm mindful. I'm spiritual. Everybody else is wrong. They need to be like me. I don't think that's the way to get there. Would you agree?
I would totally agree. And the same is true for me. I mean, I have times where I'm frustrated or times where I feel like, oh man, like, why is my son doing this? Or what's happening here? Have I not been a good father? And have I not led him in the right direction or taught him the right things? And I have to just stop myself from thinking some of those thoughts and think, you know what? You're doing the best you can and you have to move forward. And sometimes that's what we have to think about other people, whether it's our parents who did the best they can, whether it's politicians, whether it's those people around us that are influencing us. We just have to stop and realize that we can be better people. We can be more mindful. We can try, but beating ourselves up over this, beating everybody else up, can sometimes just create more problems. We have to just take your time, take a breath, and evaluate what's happening and be willing to accept certain things. Doesn't mean you have to accept everything in your world. Doesn't mean you can't do things to change your world, because we all can. But we usually can't do positive things to change our world if we're totally filled with anger.
Sure.
Isn't that right?
I would definitely agree. I've been there, and I would say it's a process, like you're saying, and we don't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be a linear, straight line of perfection, which Bruce and I talked about on his podcast at mindfulnessmode.com. But what I love about what Bruce just said in terms of world news, but in terms of, it's all related, world news and politics and the media, it's related, because it reminds me of a book, the second book after the book, The Secret. And of course, I do believe in the law of attraction and the law of action. You actually have to do things. Like Bruce said in a previous segment, take action. But also the second book that Rhonda Byrne wrote was beautiful. It was called The Power. And in that book, she literally says that we should think about all of the things that we love when something bad happens. It's tough. But as Bruce just mentioned, maybe we can let it slide off as much as possible and then immediately shift your mind. Like, I'm thankful because I had a little bit of a tough time. Sometimes, because I was a perfectionist, I would have a little thing happen in the day and literally throw me off for multiple days personally. And I would snowball my problems and then push them on to others. And I had a little imperfection today, nothing major actually, like probably a 1 out of 10. But because I've been trying to become more mindful, more quote unquote spiritual, which, by the way, we're all spiritual, the good and the bad. We're probably spiritual beings having a human experience, not necessarily only spiritual when we go to church on Sunday. That's what's come to me, at least. But to shift your mind towards those good things, to focus on those things. Bruce, how can we do that when we are frustrated, when we are filled with a tough feeling? How can we make that shift so we don't bully others, so we don't bully ourselves? I mean, that seems easy to make that shift into gratitude and thinking about all the things great for us, but how can we make that shift?
We can make the shift. It's going to come gradually for most of us. We just think about these things we've talked about today, Nicholas. Start a little meditation. Take a little time to breathe and relax. Get out into nature. And as you're out there in nature and just making a point of going for some walks or, you know, swimming or being out there, being outside, that can really make a big difference. And it's like Michael Singer says. I don't know if you know Michael Singer, Nicholas, but he wrote this amazing book called The Surrender Experiment. And I love the book because, number one, it's such an easy read. It's kind of more like a novel in a way, because it's the kind of book you read a chapter and you just can't wait to find out what happens. You want to read the next chapter and read the next chapter. Essentially, this book is about everything we're talking about today, Nicholas. It's about just allowing things. It's about making the right choice to let things go, but at the same time, realize that you do have control over your path. Now, it's such a powerful book, but Michael said this. He said, eventually, you'll find that the real cause of your problems is not life itself. It's the commotion the mind makes about life. that really causes the problems. So that's something to think about.
It certainly is. I mean, I can confirm what Bruce is saying is true because I've lived it, and we can get in cycles. And for people thinking they're too much of a man to do this, this is BS and everything. Well, is it or is that you? Because I can tell you it's been me in the past. It's not, meditation, that's great, but that's for girls or that's for people who are weak or, you know. Actually, I can tell you, look in the mirror, because I've had to do that and I continue to have to do that all the time because I'm not perfect yet. And it's a process. And if you want everything that you're mad about to happen, it's probably not going to happen by force, by us enforcing our will. It might actually happen by being more in harmony, which includes understanding, forgiving, and loving the tough things about ourselves and everyone else. And that's what Bruce helps you do. If you want to know how to meditate, Bruce will help you no matter who you are. You can email him at bruce@mindfulnessmode.com, as we've mentioned. He'll send you a free guided meditation and also chat with you for 20 minutes. And he specifically helps people, no matter who you are, how macho you seem you are, you want to be as a guy. He actually, you know, there's something inside of us that needs to be healed. That's probably why we chose, in my opinion, to come on this earth and to incarnate in this body. And that includes everybody, the most wealthy people, people with no money, and everybody. So I applaud Bruce for that.